I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories.
Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. Today I want to talk about artificial reality versus having a real-life sensory experience. Technology in the virtual and augmented space is truly phenomenal. I actually freelance in VR amusement and get the chance to see it up close. It's great fun. I also love the idea of using augmented reality as a tool for healing and recovery. There are many who are actively creating various scenarios, from the obvious entertainment and gaming to the flip side of educating and therapeutic uses. It's great. But let's dig into the way in which some people augment their connections to others in real life. Yes, it's straight up hiding behind a screen, but it's more than that. For instance, I've both heard and experienced from friends the endless texting that goes on when a live conversation would not only be easier, but ideal depending on the circumstances. One friend shared with me that she almost never speaks to her cousin because her cousin will only respond via text. I had a friend who did that with me. She'd write chapters over text, but never pick up when I called. It made no sense to me, and she was not shy or unable to express herself in real life. She just had a thing for text, I guess. We aren't friends anymore, and I feel like there's a link to this fractured communication in there somewhere. My favorite, and some of you will shake your head, yes, is the never-ending texting to know you that occurs on dating apps. I can't believe we've made it so easy to connect from the comfort of anywhere just so we can have a new texting buddy. Why set up a profile with attractive photos just so you can never actually meet, but instead feel wanted because you have some attention over text? Isn't that the opposite of the mission? So let me get this straight. I'm supposed to match with someone who looks great, has all of the right buzzwords to represent a cool lifestyle so that I can keep them in my pocket and take them out when I need a dopamine hit. Yep, that's it. So good. I'm high now. Seriously, what the fuck? When did we decide getting to halftime is enough? Now, I don't doubt that simulating life and even intimacy works for people. We do have proof that virtual experiences, including online porn, are satisfying to many. But don't you think you should be forthright and come with a caution label so others know your limitations or preferences? Blowing smoke up someone's ass while dropping breadcrumbs that lead them to nowhere and beyond is deceiving. It's one-sided. Talk about getting consent. What starts as person-specific quickly becomes diluted and can be a random anyone on the other end. For those who want a real-life experience, it gets boring when it's a series of exchanges that are a bit exciting, but with seriously a short fuse. It's like sand on a fire. It's out pretty quickly. Sex is great. Making out is amazing. Holding someone's hand when they are sad is priceless. And looking someone in the eye when saying, "I'd prefer not to," is dope. Please, just be honest about who you are and why you're here. Save everyone's time and just be upfront. You know, send a text. We're going to continue talking about communication styles and what's working, what's not. I welcome you to send in any of your own stories, and I look forward to sharing more of these with you. In the meantime, look after yourself, take care of each other, and as always, thanks for listening.
That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.